Reish Tai Zayin Sif Gimel. There used to be Sakim Leim Besamim, bags full of Besamim, and the Goyim put in the Kankanya Yayin in the jugs of wine. So the halacha is they allow to smell these Besamim. And you don't have to worry to be Nana from the Yayin, for Yayin Nesach, or Stamienim from the Goyim, because the Yayin is not giving smell over here to the Besamim. It's the other way around. The Besamim give good smell and give time to the Yayin. Anyway, you're not Mechavim to smell the Yayin, Mechavim to smell the Besamim. However, Zok the Mechaber, for Avdolah, for Borim, and Avdolah, where it's from Mitzvah, there, Im Avdil and Leim. You should not use them for the Besam and Avdolah, these Besam that are in the Kankani Yain, in the barrels of wine. It's Mias, the Gabi Gvaya, it's Mias to use it for the Ebishtah, for the Ebishtah's Mitzvah. Mishnah brings a Taz, it writes in two places that if you have Reach, a good smell of Besam that got absorbed in the Kli, and the Besam are gone, just the smell is still there in the Kli, you cannot make a brach on that, it's not tangible to make a brach on it. Unless you see there's still a little dust left in the Besam on the bottom of the Kli, that's good enough, you can make a brach on it. Sif Dal, the Mechaber says the Minigas take a bracha on a Hadas, Borim Besamim on a Hadas, Kecha the Efshar, wherever it's possible. Shmur explains means the Hadas of a Lulav, since he used it for the Mitzvah of Hadassim. By the Dalaminim on Sukkos, do a different Mitzvah, use it for Avdala. Not on Sukkos itself, because then it's Hukkos on Mitzvah, but the rest of the year, use it for Avdala. And the Mechaber says do Kecha the Efshar, he means that once it doesn't have smell anymore, then you can't use it anymore, because you can't make a bracha, it'll be bracha Vatala. In fact, the Ramah brings the Yesh Arim, they should not use a Hadas a Yavish, a dry Hadas, because it doesn't have any Reich anymore. Rather, you should use other Besamim. And Mishtabur explains the Machlekas is when it starts drying out. So the first sheet of the Machaber holds, it's still called Efshar, you can still smell something from it. And this sheet, though, the Ramah is bringing, holds no, it's already too weak and you can't make a bracha anymore. The Ramah says that he thinks the best eitzah is put the Hadas together with other Besamim in the Kli that you can make the bracha on. And this way, you have the best of both worlds. You have Besamim or anything that works for it could be any grass that has a good smell, anything that works for Besamim together with the Hadas. If the Hadas is good still for the Mitzvah, for the bracha, so you have the Hadas. If not, you always have the Besamim there as a backup. Mr. Burr brings a Taz that says that, you know, the Torah brings Rabbeinu Ephraim. They used to have a special, like a glass kli that had Besamim in it. And he used it for the bracha of Bar Besamim. And he says that even though la'alacha, you can make Bar Besamim even on any Besamim in the house, and the cooking spices that you have, they smell good. You can take it out of your pantry, use it for the bracha of Bar Besamim, and then put it back, use it for cooking one day. Still, he says that, the Taz says that Rabbeinu Ephraim, the mitzvah and the mufchar are special to cover the mitzvah. You want a special Besamim that's designated for the mitzvah, and that's the most people do. They designate, they have a container of Besamim. They write in a Hadas, called the Hadas. Nowadays, I don't know if we call it the Hadas. They used to use the Hadas more for the Besamim, like the Shulchan Aruch brings down. But we call it the Besamim, and we take out the Besamim special for Avdol. Although, Pialach, you don't have to. You can take a good smell and cooking spice from your pantry and use it for the burden of the Besamim Avdol. But it's a good thing, it's a mitzvah mufchar to have special Besamim special for Avdol. The Emma says that the Chazon Ish holds that if you have the cooking spice, even if you're picking up now for burden of the Besamim, it does not work. You cannot make a broch on it. You'll have a broch of Avdol. Because since it's not miyuchad for Reach, it's going to be used for cooking, it does not work. Mr. Brewer over here is paskening not like that. He's paskening like the Taz, that you could, I take the Shabbos also, that you could use the cooking spice for the Barim Besamim for Avdolah and could make a brach on it. But it's a mitzvah mufchar, a special Besamim special for the Besamim for Avdolah. Sifei the Mechaber says somebody who can't smell, so he should skip the brach of Barim Besamim and Avdolah, unless he's be mitzi other people with Avdolah, whoever they are, so then he can make the bracha for them. The Mr. Brewer says that all the Chaim argue on this. They hold that even if the other people are going to smell right away, it's not good. If you're doing it for Bnei Beisa Ketanim to Ketam Shigil Chinuch, Machach the Mitzvah is good, making the bracha for them, Machach the Mitzvah. But if you might see other Gedolim Bar Mitzvah, you should not be making the bracha Barim and Besamim if they're the ones that are going to smell and you can't smell anything. It's not like Kaddish Avdolah, where with Arvitz you might see other people. It's a Brichas and Nenim, Barim and Besamim. It's a Minik Chomim to do it by Avdolah. But it's not Ma'akiv and Avdolah. We said in Zephalov that if you don't have Besamim, it's fine. It's our Lach Sacher, make Avdolah without it. It's like any other Brichas and Nenim. Only somebody who's actively going to smell it can make the bracha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says someone made Avdol earlier, and now he's making Avdol for other people. So he has to make the bracha by himself again. He has to smell it again, because otherwise that bracha is bracha at all. Just doing it for other people does not help. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are people in his days who do not want to be yetzer the besam and the nair of the Mavdol. They want to make their own bracha. He says not a good thing, because they end up making their bracha while the Mavdol is saying the bracha Avdol, the bracha Avdol and Kodesh Tachol, which they have to hear. They can't hear if they're talking and make their own bracha at the same time. And anyway, Berurah might smell because better they should be yetzer with the Mavdol's bracha, unless they're too far away, they're not going to be nana from the R. Or we could say that the Besamim's not going to make it to them, then they'll have to make their own bracha afterwards. Reish tzadi ches alachas of the ner havdala. Sif aleph, you make a bracha on the ner, barim ma'orei ya'esh. Ma'orei plural, lashon rab, because many different colors in the fire. There's the white and the red and the green. If you say barim ma'orei ya'esh, singular, the bach holds not yaitzer. Barim ma'orei ya'esh, lashon avar works, as long as you say ma'orei. But if you say ma'orei, not yaitzer. The Makar to make the Barim Ha'esh on Matzah Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says, because fire was first discovered by the Marishon, the Ibshta gave him the Chachmah to rub two stones against each other and produce fire. Matzim Kibbe make the Baruch, even if it's not Matzah Shabbos, it's like Havdalah on the day that was also to use the Nair, even for Eichel Nefesh, unlike all the Yom Tev. But Motzei Shabbos, it's because of Adam Rishon.